I'm Ray to slash a bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the kind of last episode of BattleBots Breakdown of the season as the Golden Bolt has concluded. Although, as most of you know, there is an episode later this month of like the fights that didn't get aired. So who knows, maybe we can do something for that. But yeah, we have a lot to talk about. And Ashley, I'm sure that you're excited to break down these fights as well.
Absolutely. There were some incredible matches, which I would have never, like, obviously expected that completely. These are the best of the best at the end of this season and past champions. So much to talk about and such a great episode. I'm so excited.
Yes, absolutely. So it's funny, and I mentioned this as I was recently talking with Jack from Endgame, but I didn't know, obviously, who all was fighting except for the finals, because I was there to see the final, but I didn't see any of the other matches. So when I saw Endgame versus Free Shipping, my first thought was, I'm so sorry, Gary. And you know, though, that no matter what, like, obviously Endgame is a scary robot, but Gary is going to go 100% full send, which he did. I mean, that's the way to do it. And, you know, it didn't end up working out in his favor. But I have to say, like, the interview at the end, I was definitely emotional. I mean, the passion that builders have for building these robots, that's really what it's all about. And like the team and the friendship and like all of that stuff. And it really warmed my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing beats Gary Jin just going full straight onto Endgame and just going right up over the weapon and just like one of the front like hole wedges just like going for a ride. Like, okay, yep. No, he doesn't care. He knows how durable his machine is. And like, you know what? He's there to, like he said, he's there to put on a show. Like, that's why we do what we do. Like, we build these cool destructive machines so we can beat each other up and like watch things like that happen. So as terrifying as Endgame is, you know, it was also really cool for them at their interview to kind of be like, this was awesome for us because we got to drive against Gary. Like, and they tipped their hats to him. And then of course, like, because I'm an emotional crier, like Gary started talking and I could hear it in his voice. And I was like, I'm done. Like, here I go. Just like tears down my eyes. Because that's exactly what it's about. Like, we're friends first and teammates second. Like, we're a big family that all loves to do this together. And so for like that to come out in such an emotional like moment really means a lot to like everyone, like that's a builder. And like, it just resonates so hard with like everything that we do. And it was just like so emotional and like, it was just fantastic. Like, Gary will never give up. And so, like, you know he's going to put on a good show no matter who he's facing. And even though he just gets kind of destroyed.
Yes. But yeah. Gary better keep coming back again and again, because he's just truly one of my favorite people at BattleBots. So
I know. I need to try that slushy machine.
Yes. Free Sipping needs to come back for the next season. So the next match was Shreddit Bro versus Sawblaze. And I mean, obviously, Evan and JMO know each other very well. They've been competing against each other for a long time. And I think like my only regret about that match is that Shreddit Bro was just never really able to get the drum going. And I feel like if they had, then it could have been a, you know, a more back and forth kind of fight, because both of those robots really have that capability. And of course, you know, Sawblaze got a couple of hits in, including that really deep one into just the wrong place. And as soon as I saw the white smoke, I'm like, well, it's a lipo fire. And I mean, I don't think I ever remember seeing that much smoke in the battle box to the point where they couldn't really see what the robots were doing. And obviously it was unsafe to even attempt to try and get in there and do anything. So they did what makes sense, which is to call the double knockout and have it go to the judges. And obviously based on what had occurred so far, J-Mo is going to win that JD, but that was certainly a crazy match.
Yeah, it was definitely something, you know, and even J-Mo in the pre-fight interview, like, gives his hats off to Shredded Bro and the run that it went on during the tournament. And so J-Mo was like, this isn't just like a win, like, they're going to put up a fight. And unfortunately, J-Mo got the box rush and picked Shredded Bro right up and was just like, oh, let's go for a ride. And after that, you never really see Shredded Bro get up to the speed and get that drum moving like it was in the entire episode prior with them. And then, yeah, that, like, no one ever likes a lipo fire. Like, they're just so messy. And, like, I giggled when they were like, you could tell they were like, get your robots apart. And J-Mo goes, I don't even know which way I'm facing. Like, nobody can see anything. So absolutely the right call to end the match, safely be able to get in there at some point. Like, I can only imagine what the cleanup after that match must have been like and how long it must have taken because there was so much smoke. But J-Mo's doing J-Mo and what we know and love him for and the destruction that he puts out. Sawblaze is such a fantastic machine. Like, he just cuts through that metal and it's just like, oh, all right, oh, game over now. So I'm just going to move on and keep going. And not a great way to see Shredded Bro go out, unfortunately. Like, we love that team, of course. So mad props to that entire team. Like, you did so good to finish this season. And unfortunately, J-Mo just got the best of you.
Yes. It is unfortunate when you run into the champion when they're having the kind of run that J-Mo did. So yeah. Now moving on from that, was so many of these matches were interesting and not necessarily for like the most fortunate of reasons, which Jackpot versus Whiplash was one of those where the match started. And I don't even think, I mean, Matt described it later on as far as what he thought happened to the wheel. But, you know, watching it, I was like, I didn't even think he got hit that hard. And then the wheel of Whiplash just pops off. And not only that, but he wasn't able to get the lifter going. And I have to say, for having three wheels and no active lifter, nothing, Matt literally did everything that he possibly could to try and win that match. And he nearly did. It was a split judge's decision. And I mean, I think that there were some people that, you know, wondered because they're like, you know, obviously Whiplash took damage. And I mean, that's ultimately, I think, why the win went in Jackpot's favor, but not for nothing. On aggression and control, Matt just laid it all out there and did everything he possibly could.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, people talk about how these guys are like two of the best drivers out there. And like, Matt 100% shows why that is factual over and over and over again. Like, apparently there was just a lot of wheel issues this episode, which obviously we'll get to later. But yeah, just to see that wheel kind of fall off, you're kind of like, oh, well, what happened there? But yeah, Matt was still able to have a little, like, have control, able to get around the box, able to do what he needed to do to bring the fight to Jackpot, and like, did the best that he could given the situation he was put in. And that just shows how adaptable he is. And like, having to also put up with like the mini bot and stuff, it doesn't make things easy because it's hard to be like, okay, which one do I focus on? Like, obviously you want to focus on the bigger bot, but when that mini bot is so effective and such a nuisance, it becomes kind of hard not to focus on that. And we've seen drivers make mistakes like that in the past where they focus on the mini bot and then, you know, oh, well, that's exactly what it's for. So Matt did fantastic. It was such a good match. The driving, like, prowess of these guys is just awesome, and it was really on display in this match, so it was just good. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of wheels, the next fight was Tantrum versus Ripperoni, and you know, Ripperoni advertises pepperoni and pain, And for this fight, it was really just pain for me to watch what happened after that wheel just fell off. You know, I saw a lot of commentary like, you know, why is Tantrum just circling and they're not, you know, really trying to do anything? Ripperoni is very similar to Glitch in that they have a weapon that you do not even want to accidentally get hit by. Because it doesn't matter that they had one wheel working and they're kind of struggling to get around. It can still hit you and it could potentially one-shot you and then you've lost because you decided to be too aggressive. So I think Tantrum was careful in all the right ways and they did what they needed to do. They were able to kind of get in there and get some shots and things like that every once in a while. But I mean, you have to respect the weapon and stay away from it. Very unfortunate for Ripperoni because I think it would have just been a crazy match had the wheel thing not happened. Although I have to love Anna's sense of humor after the fight where she said that they had a really good time. So really unfortunate for Ripperoni. You know, it's crazy to think like what could have been if that didn't happen. But I mean, that's the nature of combat robotics. You never really know.
Yeah, I mean, even in the pre-fight, Anna was like, this is the last Ripperoni that exists. Like, we're down to our last parts. Like, it could have been anything that made that wheel fall off. And then, like, unfortunately, it was in a super important match during the season. But things happen, and, like, you never make that mistake again. But I totally agree with you. Like, Dylan knew exactly what he needed to do, and he knew that he needed to stay away from the weapon. At one point, they pan, and you can hear Alex Grant go, that's the dangerous side. Like, stay away from the weapon. Like, you have to go around back. Like, no, no, no. Like, so hats off to Dylan's driving. Like, it was so sad to watch Ripperoni just continue to bounce across the box on their own head and stuff like that, because that's not ever how you want to see one of your favorite robots perform, especially in a high stakes match. But no matter what, Ripperoni was such an incredible robot this year. It brought joy to so many people. I'm so grateful for everything Team Omega has brought to the Battle Box and just the love that they continue to show. And so I cannot wait to see like what happens next for Ripperoni, because I have to imagine they're not going to let it go anywhere.
Yes, absolutely. So that was the initial round. Moving into the semifinals, the next fight was Sawblaze versus Tantrum. And I just want to preface anything by saying that people have to understand when they're watching the show back on TV, not everything the way that it is on TV is the way that it was at filming. And so it may seem like one thing is happening, but that's not the way that it actually went down. Now, I won't disagree that it was close, but it was the right situation. So the first thing that I would note about that match is that I honestly believe if Tantrum was not such a durably built robot, that match would have been over really fast. The saw shots, the hammer shots early on, it was just a freaking onslaught from Sawblaze. And that's why I think, you know, ultimately, I'm really glad that the timing worked out the way that it did. You know, very close, literally just the clock finished out before the referee actually got to the knockout call and they reviewed it and they were able to make the right call. But Sawblaze really dominated for most of that fight and deserved to win that match. Like, yes, things happen. And yeah, I mean, sometimes being overly aggressive causes a situation like that. And I'm sure JMO was kicking himself afterwards to be like, why did I do that? But the right call was made. It is noteworthy that Tantrum did challenge the result, but they didn't show that on TV, so people don't realize that that actually happened. So very close fight, like unfortunate for the Tantrum team. I know that they had to, like, they did think there for a second that they had won, and it's really hard to like believe that and then realize, okay, no, that's not what happened. But I mean, just a great fight by both teams. They're such amazing teams and just like well-deserved.
Yeah, this was a complete slugfest when, like, from both sides. Like, at one point, like, even, like, a minute and a half in, like, Tantrum starts to turn the tides, and you're like, okay, but then you're like, oh, nope, here comes Damo again. So, like, that's, like, why they're both winners. Like, that's why they're champions. That's why, you know, like, this is one of the most competitive, almost more so than the regular season, because you're literally pitting champion versus champion. And I do want to say, and I don't know why I didn't notice this during the regular season, but on the top of Tantrum, on both sides of their top plates, it's purple and teal for the NHRL colors. And I don't know why, but it stuck out to me in this match. And I was like, whoa, I never noticed that before. And it was really cool. So hats off to them, because that's a sweet, like, little subtle design that hats off to a place that I care a lot about. So thanks for that. But JMO, you're awesome. The robots that you build are awesome. I'm sure you're kicking yourself after that last, like, little flipperoonie at the end there, but you both put on a fantastic show. So thank you, both teams. Like, this is why we watch Combat Robots. Like, this is why we do what we do. This is why we love this so much. And for that, I will be forever grateful.
Absolutely. Then the second semifinal match was Jackpot versus Endgame. And I thought that it was interesting, because before the fight, Endgame did mention the mini bot, and they didn't seem to be very worried about it. And I think in the very beginning of that fight, they may have been regretting that a little bit, you know, because it was effective. But the real problem was, again, with, like, bots just, it's the end of the season. It's literally the last day. You never know what's going to happen. And Jackpot's weapon just stopped. And when you don't have a weapon, it's really difficult to go up against a robot like Endgame and be able to do much of anything. And, you know, Endgame turned it on after that. They were able to turn it around. They absolutely obliterated the mini bot, which was really sad. It just made me recall the Save the Mini Bots ad that BattleBots did. You know, and Endgame was able to take it. So, you know, they were able to take advantage of a bad situation for Jackpot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you never really want to see a BattleBot kind of come out and, like, start to struggle early on, because you're like, oh, like, this isn't even anything that they probably had control of. Like, it's the last minute. Things fall apart. Like, it's stressful. It's been weeks. Like, they're tired. Like, it is what it is. I mean, it's just, like, it stinks to end your season with, like, a non-ish working robot and, like, not wanting it to show the power that you know it's capable of. It obviously is in this season for a reason, and in this episode for a reason. Like, it's, but Endgame is Endgame, and that weapon is so scary, and they just, oof, they know where to hit and they know how to be effective. And that's, you know, why they're a past Golden Bolt winner. They're adaptive. They do what they need to do to get it done. And this match was no different.
Yes, 100%. And so, you know, in the end, as you were talking about champion versus champion, of course, it was Sawblaze versus Endgame. And, you know, the last fight that Sawblaze had with Endgame obviously was over very fast. I don't think that JMO wants to recollect back on that one. You know, it wasn't, obviously it wasn't actually their first time fighting, because their first time fighting was a couple years before that, and Sawblaze actually won that match. So at this point, they're kind of going into it 1-1. And again, with, like, things that you don't see on TV, and to be honest, I'm really, really surprised that they didn't show all of that or even make mention of it, but Sawblaze was dominating the fight, and then all of a sudden, they look like they're stuck, but the thing is, they actually were stuck. They were stuck together and could not be separated, like, on their own. So they had to stop the match at that point, and it took 20 to 30 minutes for them to separate the two robots. So there was quite a lengthy delay between the point where you see them looking stuck together and when the rest of the match happened. And so it, you know, to the viewer's eye, it's like, oh, Sawblaze is dominating, and then something's going on, and then all of a sudden Endgame is dominating. But there's actually a little bit more color to that than what you can tell on TV, because they don't mention the unstick whatsoever. So essentially, that's what happened. They got unstuck, put them back in there, and that's kind of where the fight turned. It's tough after a delay, because you have to kind of reset yourself and get back into where you were in the fight. And that happened to be the way that it went. And I mean, even with the split decision, it's possible in the judge's mind that they were conflicted, because they're thinking about Sawblaze was dominating, and then there was this long delay, and then Endgame's dominating, and trying to figure out how to weigh that and figure out where the scoring lands. So, I mean, it was definitely a really great back and forth fight between two champions and two amazing robots. And again, with like the little quips during this episode, I loved J-Mo's comment at the end when asked if he was going to challenge, and he faked out and tried to make it seem like he was going to challenge. And then he said emotional damage points.
Gotta love J-Mo. Yeah, well, that's interesting, because obviously I wasn't there at the end, so I saw what people saw on TV, which was just kind of a turn, and interesting. So that's, that makes me really think, like, now I kind of want to go back and watch it again and see if I can figure out exactly when that was, because anything can happen during an unstick. I've been in that situation. It's not fun. Like, there's so many things internally that can get stuck to, like, anything could have shifted. And so, like, that actually makes more sense in my mind now, knowing that, as to why things flipped. I'm not saying Endgame doesn't deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they absolutely did, like, put on a show. They did great. Like, but that makes me wonder, had they not gotten stuck, how, like, it would have continued maybe other ways. But I'm not sure. But either way, it doesn't matter. I'm thrilled for Endgame. I'm sorry for J-Mo. I was so ready to see him take both, and predicting that to you. And you were like, I'm not going to say anything, Ashley. Like, yeah, okay, I know. But like, I was in my head, I was convinced. And you know what? He almost did it. So that makes me happy. And I'm just proud of how everyone competed all season. This was a great final match for us to watch as viewers. And it's just awesome. So hopefully that's the next season gets announced soon, because I'm going to get really antsy.
Yes, exactly. We all want more robots pretty soon. And I do want to give like a quick shout out, because they did the Hall of Fame thing, which I thought was really, really nice. And I mean, giving a shout out to Mark Thorpe and Mark Satrakian for their contributions to combat robotics, which are immense. I mean, like they said, without those guys, this doesn't exist. We don't have this. And so, I mean, it can't be like understated or whatever. Like, they are so important to the sport, and I think so well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. It's cool. And I have to imagine it was a really cool moment for them, because like, it was probably a complete surprise. Like, come on, let's go on stage. Like, and they were like, why? So hats off to everybody in this community. Like, I think the Hall of Fame is a really cool idea, and it's a really cool way to just like say thank you to the people that have brought us this sport. And so it was a cool little moment right before the end to kind of see that. So we'll be interested to see like if they continue to add to that and how that works and how it all goes. So yeah, overall, it was just a great season.
Absolutely. And speaking of thank you, everybody make sure that you're paying attention, because pretty soon we'll be releasing our thank you nominations for the Boxy Awards, which I'm really excited about. So keep an eye on that and make sure that you vote. And, you know, we'll be able to award to some really deserving people. So
yeah, Christine and I spent a lot of time coming up with this one, and we're super excited about it. So make sure you follow along so you can see when we drop that.
Exactly. So yes, make sure that you like, subscribe, keep watching, keep supporting combat robotics, all of that. And Ashley and I will see everybody next time.